Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This morning's talk was inspired by a bottle of Poland Spring sparkling water. Sometimes I'll go to Whole Foods and get lunch and sit in my car and listen to something on NPR, which I did one day this week, and so I had gotten a bottle of sparkling water to accompany my lunch. And I didn't finish it, and I left it in my car. And when I came out the next day, the water was a solid block of ice. A Zen poem reads, "In the night, dewdrops gather on leaves, and in the morning, they fall into the lake without any fuss." And the Heart Sutra says, "Form is exactly emptiness, and emptiness is exactly form." This intimate and simultaneous relationship also exists without any fuss. If we pay attention to water, we will see that it is a remarkable metaphor for the relationship between form and emptiness. Originally, water is empty. It has no form. Yet at the same time, it has the capacity to assume a myriad of forms. Water can be a mountain lake, or a dewdrop on an oak leaf, a glass of lemonade, or an icicle dripping from the roof just outside my bedroom window. It can also express itself as a solid, such as an ice cube, as a liquid like tap water filling the bathtub, or a gas, like clouds obscuring the evening sunset. In spite of its various forms, it is still fundamentally water, H2O, which is intrinsically empty or non-form. And Dogen would remind us, you know, that it is not form, nor is it empty. Isa wrote, "From white dewdrops, learn the way to the pure land." And I just mentioned Dogen. Dogen uses water as a metaphor in a slightly different way when he writes, quote, "Enlightenment is like the moon reflected on the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. Although its light is wide and great, the moon is reflected even in a puddle an inch wide. The whole moon and the entire sky are reflected in dewdrops on the grass, or even in a drop of water. Each reflection, however long or short its duration, manifests the vastness of the dewdrops and realizes the limitlessness of the moonlight in the sky." I would encourage each of you to buy a bottle of sparkling water and to study that water and become familiar with its essence. It offers a wonderful teaching about the nature of reality. At the same time, there is also an old Zen saying, which is, "We shouldn't confuse the finger pointing at the moon with the moon itself." The use of metaphoric description can be very helpful in giving us a sense and even a visceral feeling of what words are seeking to express. In this case, form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. This kind of understanding is helpful, but also limited. This is why we practice Zazen. Zazen eventually leads to the direct experience of what the metaphor is pointing at. In other words, because I love ice cream, I can give you a delightful, a wonderful description of chocolate chip mint. Maybe even leave your mouth watering. Yet you won't truly know what I'm talking about until you pick up a spoon and take a mouthful for yourself. So I'll end with a haiku. "Under a full moon, Ripples fill the old pond on this cool evening.